myth that I had come across was Frau Puchetta. And she is considered Krampus's gal pal. So Frau Puchetta, or otherwise known as the Belly Slitter, roams the midwinter nights along with an entourage of ghosts, usually unbaptized souls or sometimes demons. She visits homes during the 12 days before Christmas and the Epiphany. Her origins are a bit muddy. She is best known as a figure from Austrian and Southern Germanic folklore, but versions of her can be found all over Europe. Her name means Shining One, so she may have started out as a pagan goddess figure that was later twisted into a hag as Christianity enveloped pagan cultures. Regardless of her origins in true medieval style, she is considered the personification of Epiphany and punishes accordingly. She is a rewarder of the generous and a punisher of the lazy, the liars, and the greedy. Her primary victims, however, are those who don't honor work taboos on her feast day. So Puchetta hates it when folks work on Epiphany. She takes a special interest in spinners of wool. It was important to Puchetta that everyone stop working on her feast day, sit down to a nice meal of fish and gruel, and hang out with the rest of the community. If you didn't, well, she'd make sure your stomach was full of something, all right. She slits open the bellies of her victims, pulls out their intestines, and fills their guts with garbage. The author, otherwise known as Sally, says, "I may have met Frau Puchetta at a Christmas party once." Ironically, Puchetta also punishes the lazy, so don't work on her feast days, but you'd better not be slacking off any other time. Frau Puchetta won't tolerate introverts. You got to drop your knitting and spend time with other members of the community on her feast days. Humbugs were not tolerated. She especially dislikes dishonest children. Those little fibbers would have their lying tongues scraped with glass. But Puchetta isn't all butt belly slitting and tongue cutting. If you were good, she was happy to reward those hard-working souls with a small silver coin. So just to clarify, if you failed to meet your spinning quota for the year or worked on her feast day, you got disemboweled and stuffed full of rocks. If you worked hard and did what you were supposed to do, you got, like, a dime. One of the stories that goes along with her is the story of the farmhand. The owner of the house had prepared a room for Frau Puchetta and her entourage of ghosts to stay the night. The farmhand, hearing of her beauty, wanted to catch a glimpse of her, so he hid in the stove in her room. The stoves must have been huge. When Puchetta entered the room, she saw the stove. She instructed one of her followers to plug the hole on its side. His view now blocked, the farmhand was forced to spend the night in the dark. In the morning, when Puchetta and her ghost left, he exited the stove and realized that he was blind. The next year, he hid in the stove again, and when Puchetta entered the room, she ordered her follower to unplug the hole in the stove. The next morning, the farmhand's sight was restored. So this Christmas, if you didn't hear Santa Claus go bump in the night, I sure hope you kept on top of your spinning this year. Okay, so that's my Christmas tales of the holiday season. And let's see. I believe that's all of them. So, this has been Telling Tales with Ms. G. I hope you enjoyed the stories for this evening or got something out of them. And until next time, stay safe, drive safe, walk safe, but have a good time. Good night.